You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea, also the Ginge. Now, I never thought that I would have to worry about an animal eating my food at work.
Okay, I feel as if I have heard a little mini version of this story, and I'm really excited to catch the real one.
So I revealed a little bit last week that, so here's how it went. I've been eating healthy.
Okay.
My 6-week challenge that I've been telling you guys about.
Yeah, you're looking great.
I've lost a lot. I've lost like almost 20 pounds.
Okay, I knew it had to be in the double digits.
Seriously.
Wow.
So I weigh out like a baked potato and cottage cheese, and I cook it after the show, and I eat it at my desk.
This is how Tater Tot lives her whole life, so I know all about this life.
Right,
like weighing it. Yeah.
We talk a lot about it.
Yep.
So anyways, I heated it up, and I was doing some stuff at my desk, and I had like 3 bites, and I was really hungry because I hadn't eaten during show the whole time. Nick Reed was like, hey, I need to talk to you like down the hall.
Classic Nick Reed.
And I was talking to him, and then Randy Mitchum stopped by, and then I started talking to Randy Mitchum from Mitchum Jewelers, and we were chatting. You know, my food was still at my desk,
sure.
And I was going to come back to that because I was very hungry.
Yeah, I'm sure it was good, too, the few bites you'd had.
It was really delicious.
Man.
Until one of our sales reps that had been here for like 28 years, her name is Beth.
calling her out.
Beth. She came in the studio.
Beth.
She always brings her dog.
Well, she doesn't always. There are sometimes she brings her dog. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It just wanders the halls.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is a sweet dog.
It's a really sweet dog. Right. Yeah.
But she came in and said, hey, I'm really sorry, but Lucy ate your food.
Oh my gosh, it's such a good impression, too.
Like, what? I'm like, what do you mean?
And you know, I know you're at your core, you were, I don't know if I could say mad, but you weren't happy.
He was looking forward to that all morning.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, it was
sad. It had to hurt your soul.
It was more sad than mad.
Man. And it probably sucks to be mad at a dog.
You can't. And here's the thing about Lucy. It's like a lab golden retriever mix or whatever.
They are very sweet.
And she's old and she's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess she was wandering. And you know what? She's a dog. If there's food on somebody's desk, she's going to want to eat it. And she did.
I mean, to be fair, you know, it is a dog. And we aren't used to hiding our food at work. So it is a lot of...
That's kind of the point of the story. I thought my food was going to be safe when I went down the hall to talk to some people.
Yeah, it's true because like at work, if you have, you know, a good looking soda or something in the refrigerator for a couple of days, that might not be safe.
Yeah.
But normally, fresh food at your desk, people usually know to stay away from that.
Yeah.
And I can totally understand if I'm in my home and one of my cats gets up on the counter and eats my food, or maybe my dog Cooper would eat one of my food. I have 3 animals. You have to be careful of what food you lay around the house. I thought I was safe at work.
You thought wrong.
That's incredible. Well, Lucy, I hope that you really enjoyed it.
Apparently, she did look happy after.
She did look happy.
I've been told that Lucy looked very happy after.
Well, that's really what matters.
I'm glad she's on the cottage cheese and baked potato diet.
Wow, that's what you were eating. Man, no wonder you've been losing weight. That sounds healthy. And if that's tasting good, it really lets you know, too, how you're eating.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.